This is Statehouse Week, a look at events in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, ATV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.
But we are not going to allow this symbol to divide us any longer. The fact that people are choosing to use it as a sign of hate is something that we cannot stand. The fact that it causes pain to so many is enough to move it from the Capitol grounds. It is, after all, a Capitol that belongs to all of us.
That was Governor Nikki Haley on Monday at the start of an extraordinary week at the State House. Flanked by the state's top elected Republican and Democratic leadership, she called on the General Assembly to remove the Confederate battle flag from the State House grounds. On Tuesday, the House and Senate came into session and voted overwhelmingly to consider removing the flag. On the House floor, Democratic Representative Joe Neal of Richland County.
I want you to put aside partisan bickering and understand that all of us are human beings, and all of us deserve to be treated like human beings. If ever there's going to be a day when South Carolina can rise and be the state that it claims that it is, this is the day.
And in the Senate, Charleston Republican Paul Thurmond, son of the late Strom Thurmond, at one time a noted segregationist, said it's time to be on what he termed the right side of history.
We must take down the Confederate flag, and we must take it down now. But if we stop there, we have cheated ourselves out of an opportunity to start a different conversation about healing in our state. I am ready. Let us start the conversation.
It appears support in the House and Senate to take the flag down is strong. Pickens County Representative Gary Clary, a Republican, supports removal.
You know, I'm a native South Carolinian, a son of the South. I have ancestors that fought for the Confederacy. But for us to have the flag, the battle flag of the Army of Northern Virginia, on the front lawn of our state house is just not the thing for a progressive state to do.
Republican Representative Jonathan Hill from Anderson County told the BBC the flag should stay up.
It's also a reminder of a very dark episode in our nation's history. It's important to remember those dark episodes because if we forget, we're going to be in danger of perhaps repeating some of the same mistakes, and I don't think anyone wants to do that. That's the way I view the flag.
The General Assembly will reconvene on July 6th and is expected to take up the flag issue. On Wednesday, a horse-drawn caisson carried the body of State Senator Clementa Pinckney to the State House, where he lay in a place of honor in the rotunda. Several thousand people paid their respects. Pinckney was one of the 9 African Americans shot to death by a white gunman last week at the Charleston AME Church, where he served as pastor. That tragic shooting set in motion the events of this week. His funeral was held in Charleston today, with President Obama delivering his eulogy. This week, the House and Senate finally passed next year's state budget package, which goes into effect July 1st. The new spending bills will send over $215 million to the state's 46 counties for road and bridge repair. At the beginning of the session, lawmakers had hoped to come up with a plan that would find $500 to $800 million every year for roads. Members will tackle that again next year. The budget increases state spending on K-12 schools by almost $100 million. That's still far below what state law requires. State House Week, a production of ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.